Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists like Leslie put people at the heart of everything they create.
With my team at Comcast, we developed the Xfinity Voice Remote and tested it to recognize different types of accents, inflections, and languages.
New movies?
Movies for kids.
Películas para las familias.
Now 40 million voice commands a day are heard by the Xfinity Voice Remote. Visit ComcastCorporation.com to learn more.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie. Is this the time of year to be planning your skiing holiday?
Hi Matt, it sure is. Ski season is well and truly underway. Lots of people are booking now. I think there's even a bit of chill in the air and everything to go with it.
Indeed. But how difficult is it to actually organise, particularly if you're a first timer, the right place to go to? Because this is not a cheap holiday, is it?
No, it certainly isn't. And I will say, I absolutely love skiing, love it. But it isn't cheap. And if don't be kind of fooled if you find cheap flights, cheap hotels and think you've got a bargain, because there are a lot of extras to add on from your ski school, your lift pass, your boots, your equipment hire, all that, and your airport transfers. It really can add up at the end of the week. But I will say, if you do book a package and you have got everything booked in advance, you know, usually maybe hotel, breakfast and dinner and that included, because you've so much, your activities are full for the week, you don't tend to spend a huge amount when you're there, unless you're a big après-ski person and like to enjoy lots of late nights.
Isn't every skier?
Well, yeah, maybe. But, you know, it's not like a holiday where you go away and you're booking different activities every day when you're away. You know, you have your day already planned out. So, you know, other than those, as I said, who like to a lot of drinks at après-ski. Otherwise, you shouldn't spend too much when you're there.
Okay, I think something that perhaps surprises a lot of people when they go as well is that how far the ski resorts often are from the airports that are serviced from Ireland.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a huge thing to look out for, especially if you're trying to book it yourself. Top Flight or Crystal, you know, would be the two main ski tour operators, and they will have transfers included in their packages. But if you go to do it yourself, you know, you could be 3-4 hours Andorra. Most of the transfers are 4 hours, for instance, and that would be one of the cheaper destinations to get to. But that's a really kind of hidden cost.
So you fly into Barcelona, is it? And then you take about 3 to 4 hours to go on from there.
Exactly, yeah. Barcelona or Toulouse. And then not only the transfer time, particularly if you have kids, but also the expense of it, you know. So, you know, that can be a large chunk to add on if you need a private transfer for 3 or 4 hours.
And then if you look at the pricing of it as well, you might look at the price of the flights and you might look at the hotels and say that's grand. But then there's an enormous amount of additional costs that you actually have to add in as well. Lift passes, as they're called, the ski equipment, lessons, which an awful lot of people need as well, and even the clothing. Now, I know a lot of the time, particularly young people borrow from friends or whatever if they can. But if you can't, you're going to be spending quite a lot of money on layers of clothing and specialist clothing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for your first time, I would always say borrow, because you know, as much as I love skiing, it's not for everybody. So you want to see, is it for you? So don't go splashing out on the best ski gear. I would say definitely borrow, or look out for like Lidl or Aldi. They always have their ski gear promotions every so often as well. But layering is really important as well, because it's actually quite hot when you're on the mountain when you're skiing. Well, the temperatures are warmer now anyway, but like even just going into the ski mountain lodges for lunch and that, it can be really quite hot. So you want loads and loads of layers. You don't necessarily want huge, big, thick jumpers. So that's really important as well.
And I think you also have to remember, when you get to your accommodation, how far is it going to be from the ski lifts?
Yeah, this is a huge factor, particularly if you're travelling with kids. It's different carrying your skis every day up and back to the lifts. But if you're carrying your toddlers and trying to walk in the boots, you know, it's not easy either. But I would say definitely try and get accommodation close to the lifts, or if it's not possible, most of the ski buses are included in your lift pass. But just, I would say, one of my top tips would be to book a locker at the ski station. They're like really, really cheap, and it means you can just walk up up in your regular boots, get into your skis and boots and off you go on the lifts instead of lugging them up and back every day. That would be a huge advantage. So it's not the end of the world if you don't get them near the lifts, but just if you can't, then book the locker.
Okay, I presume as well you have to book an awful lot of stuff in advance, do you, rather than just rocking up at a resort and suddenly trying to get your equipment, your boots or whatever, your skis, and actually finding a lot of times to get up on a lift.
Yeah, I mean, if you're booking with a like Top Flight or Crystal, they will usually arrange all that for you. I know there's some deals. I saw Top Flight at half price equipment in Livigno at the moment, and you'll sometimes see like buy one get one free on lift passes and things like that. But if you are doing it yourself, you should be able to see it on the particular on the resort website. Book everything in advance. Ski lessons are really important, even for people who think they don't need them. They really do. They'll just give you a huge advantage. And I would say as well, for first timers, I would say go to the dry slope before you go. Like a couple of lessons in Kiltearnan is absolutely worth so much. Like when you consider the cost of a ski holiday, if you just pay for a few lessons before you go, it will take you from that very, very beginner's group to the next stage up. You'll get higher up the mountain. You'll be a better skier. You'll be used to the boots. You won't, used to trying on the skis, which a whole day can be nearly wasted. And with all that, you know, figuring things out when you get there, the teething problems, are the boots too tight? If you've done even one lesson in Kiltearnan, you'll solve all of those issues. And then another tip I would say, if you are booking and you arrive in early, go to the ski shop the day you arrive, get your skis, get fitted for your boots, get all that the night before, so because the queues are generally there the next morning, the first morning, you can avoid all of that, give yourself more time to get used to it. And that's another really, really good tip, try and get that done the day you arrive.
What if you discover, as I did on the only occasion I went skiing a couple of years ago, that you're absolutely crap at it, and that even though you're getting lessons, it's too late to teach an old dog new tricks. Are there other things to do? Because I did find that actually I just loved walking around, albeit in snow boots and whatever, and getting the fresh mountain air and enjoying the après-ski even if I wasn't doing much skiing.
Yeah, I mean, the après-ski is great. And I mean, even the afternoon, like 5 o'clock after the mountain, that's nearly the best time, I think. So there's loads. It'll be a fun holiday no matter what, whether you like skiing or not. But yeah, definitely try and pick a resort where there's some extra activities. Tobogganing is huge now. One of the big activities is snowshoe hiking, where you kind of rent these boots. I think they're about 40, 50 euro. And you basically like walk through the woods on these snowshoes, and you don't have to ski at all, but you get the same kind of outdoors winter wonderland feels. And there's also like dog sledding and ice skating, and or maybe even pick a resort that's quite near a town like Salzburg that you can go in there for the day, or just a good hotel with a good wellness and swimming pool. You know, sometimes people will maybe, like my husband now doesn't like skiing and I love it. So it depends, like even if you might do a couple of hours and then that's it, they're done for the day, rather than spend the whole day in the mountain. So it is important to try and look at a resort that has other activities or other non-skiing activities available as well.
Sarah Slattery, travelexpert.ie, thank you for being with us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.